Thursday, 18th April 2024. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are listening to Mary's Castle Podcast, and this is the new episode of Time with Father Felix, the daily biblical readings and reflections according to the Catholic liturgical calendar.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Thursday of the first week of Easter, Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 40, John chapter 6, verse 44 to 51. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Be ready to set out at noon along the road that goes from Jerusalem down to Gaza, a desert road." So he set off on his journey. Now, it happened that an Ethiopian had been on the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. He was an eunuch and an officer at the court of the Ethiopian queen. He was now on his way home, and as he sat in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The prophet said to Philip, "Go up and meet that chariot." When Philip ran up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" "How can I," he replied, "unless I have someone to guide me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit by his side. The eunuch turned to Philip and said, "Tell me what the prophet is saying." Starting therefore with this text of scripture, Philip proceeded to explain the good news of Jesus to him. Further along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is some water here. Is there anything to stop me being baptized?" My dear brothers and sisters, Philip receives instructions from the angel of the Lord. He does not seem to have been told what to expect to find there. Nevertheless, Philip obediently follows the instructions. This should be the case today. Luke takes time to introduce the eunuch of Ethiopia, perhaps just to let us know that high-ranking officials were also being reached out with them with the message. Moreover, we need guides if the masses are to understand God's word. Don't pretend you know it all. After hearing the message of the gospel, the Ethiopian eunuch believed it and could not see why his baptism should be delayed. You need baptism to confirm your repentance. The gospel. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I'll raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God and hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it. Is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that the man who eats it will not die. I am the living bread, which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." My dear brothers and sisters, to be a disciple of Jesus is solely based on God's call. He draws us to himself. "When I am lifted up, I shall draw all men to myself." Jesus, the one who believes in him, has eternal life. And Jesus is the bread of life. Let us pray. Father, in this holy season, we come to know the full depth of your love. You have freed us from the darkness of error and sin. Help us to cling to your truth with fidelity. Amen. stay with me yourself and Reverend Father Felix Chibafo. Peace of the Lord be with you.